Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Just felt compelled to say that there's someone out there who is walking through the hell of divorce, and it's not fair, it's not something you asked for, and you kind of wonder if this is all there is or if it's going to get better. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is with you, He's for you, and He will and is capable of carrying your heartache and the betrayal trauma that you've experienced. And I'm just so sorry. I wish I could give you a hug. Okay, today we are in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 19 through 30 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. You shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is impure by her uncleanness. You shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife and defile yourself with her. You shall not give any of your children as a sacrifice to Molech. You shall not profane the name of the Lord your God. I am Yahweh. You shall not lie with a man as with a woman. That is detestable. You shall not lie with any animal to defile yourself with it. No woman may give herself to an animal to lie down with it. It is a perversion. Don't defile yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations which I am casting out before you were defiled. The land was defiled, therefore I punished its iniquity, and the land vomited out her inhabitants. You therefore shall keep my statutes and my ordinances, and shall not do any of these abominations, neither the native-born nor the stranger who lives as a foreigner among you. For the men of the land that were before you had done all these abominations, and the land became defiled. That the land not vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. For whoever shall do any of these abominations, even the souls that do them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my requirements, that you do not practice any of these abominable customs which were practiced before you, and that you do not defile yourselves with them. I am Yahweh your God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, in reading that list, there's a lot of things there that are not what you would want, that do not represent the sexuality that you have given humankind. And so many times as I look around our world, I just see perversion everywhere. There's just, I think about my own upbringing and how much pornography was there, that I had a parent who created pornography, and how difficult that environment is, and how the enemy has perverted what you meant for good. And so I know as I'm saying all these things, there's people listening today who are ensnared or entrapped by porn, and they just want to be set free. Lord, the thing that I've said before at Pray Every Day is that we have to worship something greater. Our affections have to go to something greater. So the answer to that is not pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, but worshiping something greater, and that is to worship you, to set our affections on you, to be consumed by you. Lord, thank you too that we are set free from our sexual sin as much as all of our other sins. And Lord, there are some carrying the weight of past sins today that are like a wet wool blanket that doesn't seem to ever be cast off. But Lord, you have removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. And there is no hierarchy of specific sins that are worse than other sins. All sin is sin. All of it misses the mark. And so Lord, I thank you that you went to the cross to bear the weight of all these sexual sins. And we can walk in newness of life because of what you have done. And we may walk with a limp, but the truth is we have been set free from that which enslaved us in the past. And Lord, for those who are enslaved right now to something they know they shouldn't be doing, Lord, I pray that you would deliver them. But Lord, it's not passive. We don't lackadaisically overcome sin. It has to be a want to. There's a marriage there between your power and our weakness, but our desire to be set free. So I pray for my friend today that they would want to. You give them the desire to be set free and the action step to take to get themselves away from the situation. Your word tells us to flee immorality, to get away from it. There's no just sitting around it that is going to help us. We have to flee from the presence of whatever it is that ensnares us. And so, Lord, help us to flee today. And as we flee, may we run into your arms and worship you well, because you are worthy of our worship. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, every once in a while, I ask you to let me know how you found the podcast. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com. I always love hearing how you found it, because there's some really cool stories about that. Received one recently where they found it on an Alexa skill on Amazon, and it came in the strangest way, and yet this blessed the person. So you just never know. So let me know, and I would love, if you have any feedback, let me know as well. Thank you so much, and have a great day.